Well, this morning I want to bring a guest in with us on the phone here today as Dan Hicks joins us from the Freeze Notice Weather Center. Dan, how are you?
Just fine, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, weather. We haven't had any interesting weather lately, have we?
Well, not in the last 24 hours at least, but certainly prior to that we did. Kind of a fall-like feel out there this morning with cool temperatures, some fog. We've got Canadian air that moved down into the region the past 24 hours. 50s across a large part of Iowa. I see a few upper 40s in the northwest part of the state, and we've seen some 40s fairly common the last couple mornings in the northern plains. So have an enjoyable late summer day outside today with sunshine, comfortable temperatures, and low humidity, dew points down in the 50s.
Well, it's been wet here lately, but this has just been a kind of an odd summer with regard to the rainfall. We had, just looking up the numbers here this morning, June was very wet. We had over 12 inches of rain, over 12 and a quarter inches of rain here at our studios in the month of June. July, we barely had an inch in total. And then we turn around here in August and we have nothing for the first couple of weeks. And then all of a sudden, in the last week or so, we picked up over 7 inches of rain.
It has been a feast or famine, I think, for rainfall in much of the Midwest this summer. We've seen, as you mentioned, periods of wet weather in June. Quite a bit of the Midwest had above-normal rainfall in June. Some southwestern areas were drier. And then quite a bit of the Midwest had below-normal rainfall in July and early August. And as you mentioned, we've seen an increase in rain in quite a bit of the Midwest the past couple of weeks, this middle to entering the latter part of August. So it's hard to describe the summer rainfall in just a few sentences because conditions have been so variable. You know, we had very heavy rain in parts of eastern Nebraska, western Iowa early in the week. I saw an unofficial report of nearly a foot of rain near Woodbine in Harrison County, quite a bit of flash flooding to the northwest and west of Atlantic from those heavier rains. At the other extreme, still some pretty severe drought conditions south central, southeastern Iowa, northern Missouri. So conditions vary quite a bit, even over a relatively short distance regarding summer rainfall.
Yeah, when you take a look at the map of Iowa, if memory serves me correctly, I believe spring was extremely wet up in the northern and northwest parts of the state.
Right. We had a wet spring and quite a bit of late season snow in northern Iowa and far southern Minnesota, drier conditions to the south. There's been a really persistent area of dryness, especially to the east and southeast of Atlantic here, south central, southeast Iowa, parts of northern Missouri. They seem to have been left out on the heavier rainfall, you know, even going back into the spring. And that's where the drought monitor is showing, you know, some of the more significant drought conditions in the Midwest here anyway. I think that over a large part of the Midwest, there's been, you know, just enough rain to get by through much of the summer. You know, crop conditions have tailed off a little bit in some areas the past few weeks, but you know, quite a bit of the Midwest still has some fairly good conditions for the corn and bean crops.
Yeah, we still usually think of August as a fairly dry month, and it started that way, but it sure isn't finishing like that.
No, that's true. August, June typically is the wettest month in Iowa. Some areas it's May, and then you tend to see a little bit less rain during July and August. Typically the jet stream is farther north in those two midsummer months, and the heavier rainfalls tend to occur farther north. But you know, looking at August rainfall, we've had, you know, some areas obviously that have had two or three times the normal amount of rain for the entire month so far, other areas reporting light amounts. So the weather pattern coming up looks like one more chance of rain coming up later this week. And then beyond that point, best rain chances tend to shift more into the northern half of the Midwest as we get into next week. And after our current cool period, it looks like summer-like conditions returning this weekend and next week.
Well, this for a lot of students, this is the last day of summer vacation. It seems like most school districts in Iowa are starting classes again for tomorrow. Of course, then you've got high school football teams, a lot of them opening up here this weekend on Friday night, too. What's the forecast for the start of the school year?
Well, certainly a beautiful last day for the kids to be out of school today, and then temperatures gradually warming up later this week with some increasing rain chances. I think temperatures will stay below normal through Friday, but we will be a little bit warmer. As far as Friday night football, you know, right now it looks like the best chance of rain here in Atlantic would be tomorrow afternoon into Friday morning. So I'd say right now that by the time Friday evening rolls around, best chances of rain will probably be to our east. So at least right now here in southwestern Iowa, it looks like a fairly dry Friday evening. Temperatures probably falling through the 70s into the 60s during the evening hours. You know, looking ahead into the weekend and into next week, I think we will see a warmer trend with 80s and low 90s making returns. So the first full week of school could be a warm run across much of Iowa. And along with those warmer temperatures, we'll see some higher humidity again by that time.
Oh, good.
Well, we're not far enough into the year where you can't avoid those higher dew points coming up from the south. I wouldn't be surprised if we see some dew points back up around 70 degrees next week, with a lot of mid-80s to low 90s for daytime highs. So certainly, you know, bordering on some hot weather for those schools that aren't air-conditioned, you know, coming up next week. Rain chances probably tending to stay to the north of the Atlantic area, at least greatest rain chances next week, as that jet stream will be more over the northern part of the country.
You know, Dan, while we've had some dramatic rainfall totals in some locations over the last month and a half or so, we've seen a little flooding here in some areas too, but it doesn't seem like we've seen near as much of the severe weather activity during this summer season in the form of tornadoes and those driving thunderstorms that can bring winds and hail and things. It just doesn't seem like we've seen quite as much activity as usual.
I think maybe that total numbers might be down a bit. Of course, we had that one outbreak back, I believe it was around the 19th of July, where we had several tornadoes east of the Atlantic area. But I think you're probably right that if you look at the spring and summer as a whole, numbers of tornadoes and severe storms may be down somewhat. We've had, you know, the severe weather flare up on a couple of occasions and cause some significant damage. But I think looking back, you're probably right that the number of days, the number of events of severe weather may be running a bit below normal for this time of year.
Well, as far as the growing season goes, it seems like it's been a fairly decent one if the crops weren't knocked over by some wind at different times, or maybe some hail in a couple of those instances. But where do you see the rest of this growing season? We're kind of down the home stretch now here. Do you see it playing out pretty well for crops?
Well, I think so. You know, if I think that perhaps a lot of the corn may be getting to the point where, you know, it's beyond benefit from additional rain, but if we could get some more rain in some of these dry pockets of Iowa, I think it would help some of the soybean crop, especially south central, southeast Iowa. Those are the areas that maybe could use some additional rain. You know, regarding temperatures, it looks like that once we get past this week that we're going to be in a fairly warm pattern. Now, that doesn't preclude an early frost in the state as we get into September, but it certainly looks like through the first part of September the temperatures will tend to average near to above normal on most days. Looking at the crop report, it appears that many of the crops are developing at a more rapid pace this year than in a typical year. So, you know, it may be a situation where quite a few of the crops, except for some of the later planted ones, you know, might be safe from a freeze a little bit earlier than normal this year if that, you know, that rapid development continues. And, you know, with the warmer temperatures in late August and early September, that should help push more of those crops along toward maturity, I think.
You bet. Well, and then I guess the one last thing I wanted to throw at you then, too, is just about a week and a half down the road, we've got our last holiday of the summer season coming up as we kind of close out the summer season with the Labor Day weekend. You said it was going to warm up next week. Will that carry into that weekend?
I think it will. We may see a little bit of cooling come down later next week ahead of the Labor Day weekend, but if I had to say right now, I would say that probably temperatures more than likely would be a little bit above normal during that three-day Labor Day weekend. Not extreme, but certainly probably in the 80s for daytime highs. Predicting rain that far out is pretty difficult. I'm sure we'll have some nice dry time during that three-day weekend, but probably not three completely dry days. But it doesn't look like any unusually cool weather at that time.
All right, we'll hold you to it. Dan, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jim.